Lightning 100, Margo Price there with Leftovers, 9:21 on this Thursday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in here to Lightning 100. It's Lightning in the Morning. Jason and Adam with you here in the Lightning 100 studio. And as promised, we are now joined by Guster. They've got a show coming up tonight at Cannery Ballroom. Welcome back, guys. Great to have you here in studio.
Man. Jay and I are just having the time of our lives playing your tune overexcited and just quoting the end part to each other on air and off air. It really is carried across all lines.
What's the part you quote, though?
The ride symbol, right?
Oh, here comes the ride symbol.
Oh, there it is.
How weird is it for you to see it come out of a person's mouth?
It was super weird.
I'm complete now.
Okay, we got Guster live at Lightning 100. It is a big day for the crew playing Cannery Ballroom tonight. St. Seneca opening up the gig. An 8 p.m. start, so Nashville, show up and show out. It is going to be a fun night. The record is out in the wild. It's called Look Alive. You're standing up the songs live. What's that like? The process for you to take it from like, all right, we made this in the studio. Now we're going to put it out there on a stage for people to see. What's that process like?
Very
for
Very painful. Well, but this is what always happens because we make our records in the studio. It's not like we gig in these songs and like, press record, man, we've got it. It's like everything is like this meticulously created and molecular thing. And then our first rehearsals are like the most depressing thing ever because you're like, oh my God, we need 14 people on this thing. And like literally our keyboards, like we all have keyboards and every keyboard is like, Adam, you'll appreciate this. Like every octave is like a different sound and it's so unmusical. It's almost like you're a computer operator or something. That's not really true, but
it's close.
And then you just kind of have to let yourself like be like, okay, these are not going to, you're not going to be like the Eagles. Like it's not going to be a pitch perfect rendition of the thing, but hopefully like the spirit of it comes across.
It is a difficult balance or yin and yang because you fall in love with those sounds as you're making them and you're making these records. And you're like, well, we want to share all these, but also we got to like play a set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to jam out.
And you don't want to like Counting Crows it where you do like, where you take like a cool song that everybody knows and you just like do it half speed because you want to. And I mean, no disrespect, Duritz, you know what I mean? You're a great songwriter. But sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you want to do justice to the thing you made, especially on the front end where you just made the record. You know, it's a big commercial for your record or whatever.
Yeah, if you don't do any sort of faithful version of the songs on tour one, there's no hope for going beyond. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's only going to get weirder and more different, I would guess. Guster tonight, playing out at Cannery Ballroom. So stoked for you to sort of hear and experience the live version of the record, Look Alive. Look Alive, as the album is happening, was it an album that had surprises in it for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we, you know, I don't know. We've been a band for over 25 years
now. Is that the number?
No,
wow.
It's bigger than that.
He said over 25.
It's bigger than over 25.
That's all we're going to say from now on for the next 25 years.
Yeah, because the other way that makes it sound kind of weird is like over a quarter decade. A quarter century.
Quarter century.
Quarter century is really like, that's like old man status.
Yeah, you guys should all be wearing Civil War stuff.
Sitting in the Game of Thrones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like if someone wants to take your title, they got to come at you. Yeah. Bring your whole fam. Let's see what happens.
Bring your fam, bros. But this was a big, we always take these, you know, this is like kind of like 3.0 version of our band. And this felt like a very big step for us in the studio in terms of like songwriting and how we feel like we can present as a record. This is a really, really different one for us and one we're so excited about and really embraced by our fans and stuff too. It's been a very rewarding few months. We're just in the sweet spot. You know, like I always hate touring right when the record comes out because I feel like it takes a minute for the record to kind of sit with people. Initially, people are like, what is this? Like getting into a hot tub or something. You're like, I don't like this. And it's like, chill, bro. It's going to be nice and warm. And you're going to want to stay in here forever. But it's like, that's a hot tub. I can't believe I've never done that before. quarter century.
Yeah, right?
See, we're still discovering.
Oh, my
After
goodness.
All these years.
Guster's still active in mind and spirit and body, I think. Let's check that. Let's make sure. You guys got a live tune in you can grace us with this AM. Maybe Hard Times?
I want to do morning radio more. I feel like we're rated, because usually it's like so serious. Like, please tell us about the synthesizer textures. And it's like, we got to get all, hey, it's the morning weasels. No. You know what I mean? This is so much more fun.
Here's the thing about it. You fit right in real fast.
I'm ready. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Don't act like you're having to try to shape yourself.
By the way, no one's acting nothing. I'm excited.
We're just being. We're in the moment. We're having a good time. Tonight, Cannery Ballroom. Catch Guster. Also, right now, here's Hard Times on Lightning 100.
Enter a scene that defies description. They say to open your mind and take it all inside, one click at a time. We move through fiction and send our sisters to the sacrifice with cruel conviction. Sinister systems keep us satisfied. These are hard times.
I'm breathing in the oxygen. I'm holding in through hard times. I'm breathing out in the ultrasound. Things come around in hard times.
10,000 miles of the new prescriptions. So we open our mouths and take them all inside, one pill at a time. The purest fiction. And send our sisters to the sacrifice with cruel conviction. Sinister systems keep us satisfied. These are hard times.
I'm breathing in the oxygen. I'm holding in the hard times. I'm breathing out in the ultrasound. Things come around in hard times.
Guster live on Lightning 100. The tune is called Hard Chimes. Wow, playing tonight out at Cannery Ballroom, St. Seneca, opening up the night. An 8 p.m. start out there, Jay. Wow, the crew sounding incredible. Everybody left, but man, you guys did a good job. We're out.
Peace. That's a mic drop if I've ever seen it.
You did a perfect performance. Why keep going? You know what I mean?
We've really said everything there is to say, haven't we?
Yeah, just drop the instruments, let me take care of those, and be on your way. Man, Guster, that was incredible. So the record is out in the wild. That live morning radio version of that tune was awesome. So good, in fact, I gave up my vocal mic for background vocals. This is saying a lot when you like your voice as much as I do. Jay, you can attest.
Yes, I can.
Man, stoked about the gig tonight. Everybody's kind of getting situated to play another live tune because these are gracious and cool folks. As you're making the... Yes, Jay. Do you have a question for me?
I thought it was Silent Jay. I thought you were only going to be silent.
I could do that, too. Actually, you know what? How about we pay a few bills and get everything dialed in for the next tune? We can tune up and do all that. Let's do that real quick. We'll be right back with more Guster Live here in the Lightning 100 studio. Stay tuned.
All right, 33 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour, we are back live in the Lightning 100 studio. Jason and Adam with you, joined by Guster here in studio.
We just snuck in some off-air jokes.
Yeah, right?
Nashville Trust us, they were hilarious. Because you ain't going to hear them on air. But we're excited to have the crew in studio. The record's called Look Alive. We've been spinning, thankfully, a lot, a tune called Overexcited, and it gets Jay and I sort of really excited, me in particular, and has such a fun ending. It sounds to me like when you can hear like some of that talking surrounding a record, you know, whatever that happens to be, it makes me feel like more like I was there for the making of the record, which is why I always love things like that.
Exactly.
Did you have favorite moments like that on records where you're hearing somebody talk?
You know what I mean? It's like sometimes when Dylan laughs in the middle of his songs, it like annoys me. But sometimes, because I don't know, it's like he laughs in a bunch of tunes on his on his studio records. And
then
sometimes I'm like, that's Bob Dylan laughing. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's so cool.
Do you think...
the rare moments it happens.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I wonder what else makes Bob Dylan laugh.
But you know what else is I've been doing recently is there's like a pet sound... no, it's not. I think it's a Smile Sessions, like Beach Boys reissue where they have all the studio stuff and you hear Brian talking to all the people and listening to him press the talk back and like he's also like totally together and stuff
like,
and it's just so amazing to be like, Carol, that's fine, like settle down you guys and just be this taskmaster and watch this masterpiece be created. Like it's not really on the records, but it's such a cool moment. I'm like, I'm so glad somebody had the wherewithal to record this and keep it and not be like, oh, let's reuse this tape for like, you know, you know, I don't know.
Well, they would do something with it. Do you, like, as... No, you're good. As the band...
It was so close.
No, I love that.
It was Bachman-Turner Overdrive. I was looking for the word Bachman-Turner Overdrive, but I couldn't find it. And now I have it.
Aren't we all always really looking for BTO? Yeah. Okay. When we get to the core of it. So as you think about like what you guys are doing with your band, do you think about like the stuff that turns you on about bands when you're 16? Like, does that ever enter into your mind? Like, man, these are the things I would love as a music fan. Because I love content like that where you get to hear like what it was like and what was happening? What were the convos surrounding and studio docs? I love all that stuff. Do you guys like being in that stuff or not?
Well, I don't think it's internalizing it as an adolescent. I think it's just internalizing it as adolescents trapped in adult middle-aged bodies.
That might be it.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there's still like a part of the like the gas and the engine of the thing is that we really want to make sure it's fun for us and it's intriguing for us and exciting and we can rep it. So like, well, none of us are doing anything where we feel like, oh, people will like this, but we don't like it. Like, because it's such a weird career and such a strange trajectory that if we don't feel like we can own it, then there's really no point to it. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate that like there's radio stations that play our music, but we're not like... We're not a mainstream act. I mean, for over a quarter century. You know what I mean? So I think the idea that you think about it as a fan is just, I think, endemic in who we are as music makers.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It seems to me that whenever something is like written or made specifically to like please a market, anybody who like loves music can kind of tell. Do you know what I mean, Jay? Where it's like, well, this is like doing a trick, but it may not be my trick.
Or you listen to a record and it's like, and there's that one quote unquote radio friendly song. Like they just threw it in there because they thought maybe it would get spins. You know,
there's a rule basically that's exactly what you're saying. That's like, I think we have a rule. It's like you just never condescend to your audience.
Right. Dude, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and not in how you talk to them, not in how you present yourself, not in how you make music. Don't ever condescend because people, there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
People know all of our like BS filters are on like 100 right now.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard to break through. So the second that you smell something isn't right, you turn it off and you throw it away forever. So that's the one thing. Even in our early days when I don't think we necessarily were making like the coolest music, at least there was like a real sincerity to it, which I think we can still stand behind, which is different, you know?
That's now for over a quarter of a century.
Said with reverence, the way it should be, Jay. Nicely done. Let's do another live one if we got one up our sleeves here. I'm going to say the title of it. I called it. I really want to. You have your phone.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I have to remember it too because it's a cover and there's a lot of words.
Oh, man. Well, I'll do the title part. I can at least pitch in that much. Oh, man. We're so stoked for having Guster live in Lightning 100 today and catch him tonight, this very evening with St. Seneca at Cannery Ballroom. Here it is, Guster with Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying on Lightning 100.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you.
Cry.
crying never did nobody no good, no how, no how. That's why I'm crying now. That's why I'm crying now. Laughing, laughing sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing now. Loving, never did me no good, no how, no how. That's why I can't love you now. That's why I can't love you now. Nobody, no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I
Tang
it.
That's what's up. Tang it. Okay, Guster crushing it here on Lightning 100. That's the walk-off, fellas.
That's pretty much
oh my goodness. Hit it up tonight. Cannery Ballroom, Nashville, Tennessee. St. Seneca's opening up the gig 8 p.m. And then Guster can be playing, who knows, maybe those songs, maybe gongs. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be a fun hang. All right, do we have a little rapid fire five time? It can be very rapid.
Let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to throw out five questions. You say the first or second thing that comes to your mind. Here we go. In the Guster fridge, and I assume you guys share a fridge at all times, what am I going to see for sure? What's happening there?
Mustard.
Uh-huh. Smart. Is it spicy brown?
It's a Gustard.
Oh, man, you got that before I did, but you've been in the band for nigh on a century. Oh, man. You guys are going to be hosts of the show by the end of the show. All right. We'll do a little switcheroo. All right, how about this? What was a job you thought you'd have when you were a kid? When you were a little kid, what was a gig you thought you'd end up doing, maybe? Being what?
Wow,
what
this is supposed to be rapid fire.
What would you want to be?
I thought I'd be a bongo player, and it happened.
Yeah. Dreams really do come true.
Watch out, parents, if your kids are taking after them bongos. Okay, how about this? I want to ask you this. What is the most important trait in a bandmate?
Dental hygiene.
There it is. And I'm seeing some good stuff right here.
You're seeing it.
I really am. All right. How about this?
I think that's why I thought about it. Luke was like, when this got booked, Luke was like, I don't know if I can be 9 o'clock. I have a dentist appointment. We're like, just move your dentist appointment to 10:30. And he did.
Problem solved.
And he did.
Holy cow. Guster, no wonder you've been at this thing for nigh on a quarter century. Okay. What is a skill, if you could say plug into the matrix and just pick up a brand new skill in like 30 seconds, what's a skill you'd love to add to your current repertoire? Something maybe you're currently not the best at.
Meatballs.
Making meatballs.
Just meatballs. Just meatballs.
The concept of it. Excellent. How about this? All right, here's my last question. If you could live within any film of all time, you're living in the movie, what movie would you want to live in? Now, you can just say your favorite movie, but sometimes those get a little dicey.
Clash of the Titans.
Ooh.
Well, that's because I think
beat that.
I think it was like when I first woke. This is a little bit blue for morning radio, but it's like when I had my first like feelings of sexual feelings.
I think we're safe there.
Are we good? Yeah. I tried to be really careful.
Thank you.
But
man.
That was a really good movie for me.
There's a lot of ways to say Clash of the Titans. Is this like this wasn't like a digitized HBO thing? All right, moving on. We got Guster hanging out here. This has been so much
fun.
Wait,
did you sit? Did you wait till we come in and came in and then write those five questions? Like, did you want to feel us out before you?
It's important. It's important to get a vibe on the band because not everybody likes doing the rapid fire five. I learned the hard way, and I keep on doing it anyway, boys.
Wait, can I just say something before we go? Because morning radio is sort of vilified. It's especially because it's like, hey, blah blah blah. But you guys are like the perfect combo of like morning radio energy, but actual music fans that are cognizant. I just gotta say, big outside. It's a good. It's like it's a very Nashville.
You know what? Maybe you guys will be local artists of the week someday. No, hit it up. Cannery Ballroom. That's happening tonight. Nashville. St. Seneca's opening up the gig. It's an 8 p.m. start. Do not miss it. You want to be part of this vibe.
That's right. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Yeah, it's a blast. And we'll do it again soon. Don't miss Guster tonight at Cannery Ballroom. Right now, here's the latest from the National on Lightning in the Morning.
National.